Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the vaccine updates first. Biotech firm Moderna has rejected US President Donald Trump's claim that a COVID-19 vaccine would be available to the public soon. A group of researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center have also disagreed with the claim. Trump had made the claim during the first US presidential debate against his Democratic Party rival Joe Biden, saying that it is a possibility that we'll have the answer before November 1st. Moving on, about 5 lakh sharks could be killed for their natural oil to be used in production of COVID-19 vaccines. That's what conservationists have now warned. Shark Allies, a California-based conservation group, suggests that squalene, a natural compound originally obtained from shark liver oil, is used in some adjuvants that enhance the body's immune response to an antigen. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India now. Researchers, including from the government of Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh, have conducted one of the largest analyses of COVID-19 epidemiology to date and have found that both cases and deaths due to the disease have been more heavily concentrated in the 40 to 69-year-old age bracket. And this is in India rather than is seen in the high-income countries among the other trends. Apart from the relaxed norms under Unlock 5.0, the Maharashtra government has now allowed restaurants, bars and food courts to open from October 5th. However, there's a caveat. They will have to operate at 50% capacity according to Mission Begin Again guidelines issued by the state government on September 30th. The BMC has said on September 30th that it has ordered 72,000 vials of remdesivir injection for the treatment of critical COVID-19 patients. The city witnessed a single day highest spike of 2,654 COVID-19 cases during the day. Also, Mumbai's famed Dabbawalas have now been allowed to offer tiffin services in local trains even as Maharashtra government has extended the COVID-19 lockdown until October 31st. The Maharashtra government had on Wednesday extended the lockdown imposed to contain the COVID-19 spread until October 31st. The Delhi government has decided to maintain status quo in the prohibited and permitted activities until October 31st as well in the national capital. In an order issued by the Delhi Disaster Management Authority on Wednesday night, Chief Secretary Vijay Dev said that the 2 weekly markets in each civic body zone will be allowed. Resident doctors who are working in the BMC-run hospitals in Mumbai have now criticized the civic body's move to allow only one day off quarantine after working in the COVID-19 facility before resuming their non-COVID duty. The doctors, according to a report by Indian Express, have said that returning to non-COVID wards immediately after working in a COVID facility would make people they interact with susceptible to the infection. And with that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. The Trump administration has proposed including $20 billion extension aid for the battered airline industry in a new stimulus proposed to the House of Democrats worth over $1.5 trillion. The White House Chief of Staff has said on Wednesday. There's $20 billion in the most recent proposal for the airlines that would give them a 6-month extension. Meadows has also told reporters abroad that Air Force One, noting that the industry was in urgent need of support. New cases of COVID-19 rose in 27 out of the 50 US states in September compared with August, led by an increase of 111% in Wisconsin, according to a Reuters analysis. The Midwest states of North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin all have seen cases surge more than 50% month over month, as did Montana, Utah, West Virginia and Wyoming. Illinois has the smallest increase among the 27 states, with the rising cases up 5% on a month-on-month basis. The only Midwest states where cases fell were Ohio and Indiana. Black people are almost twice at the risk of dying from COVID-19 than the white people. A new study commissioned by London Mayor Sadiq Khan has found. Mr. Khan is urging the government to tackle the inequalities which have led to Londoners experiencing a disproportionate impact of COVID-19. His calls came after the independent report highlighted the uneven effect of the pandemic in relation to factors such as ethnicity and gender, showing that black people were 1.9 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than white people. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has also said on Thursday that he would ask Parliament to extend the country's COVID-19 state of emergency to the end of January, as the government tries to avoid the surge in cases seen in other European countries. The state of emergency due to expire in mid-October gives greater powers to central government, making it easier for officials to bypass a bureaucracy that smothers much decision-making in Italy. Millions of Chinese people are now travelling across the country in a bout of revenge tourism after almost a year of quarantine, lockdowns and restrictions on their movement. China's Ministry of Culture and Tourism expects around 550 million people will be making trips within the country during an 8-day public holiday marking the Mid-Autumn Festival and China's National Day. Photos posted on social media on Tuesday, the first day of the national holiday, showed tourist spots crowded with visitors and train stations busy with harried passengers. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.